Hello and welcome to my dental hygiene school experience. My name is Dax Ska, and each episode I'm going to share my own experience of dental hygiene school. The highs, the lows, the funny, and the real. Thank you for joining me on my journey, and here's another episode right now. What's up, dental nerds? This is Dax Ska, and I'm here to tell you about week 15. Finals week. Yes, it's finally the end of semester one. I feel like it's a big accomplishment to have made it this far. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to go through the different exams that I took, starting with the very first one, which is dental anatomy. Now that one is a course that I thought would have been a lot easier because I was already in dental. It was not that easy, honestly. It took a lot of hard work, and some of the quizzes I did not do well on. And thankfully, they're just a small part of our grade, but it makes it harder for the final exam. You have less of a cushion to pass the class, as I like to say it. So we had that one first, and that was on Wednesday, so we didn't find out our grade till probably, it was on Saturday that we found out our grade. So there was a lot of nights where I probably did not sleep as well just because I was worried about it. And when I was done the exam, I didn't have this feeling like, oh yes, I totally passed it, like no worries whatsoever. I just really wasn't sure. And of course I feel like if I don't pass the exam, I might not pass the class and then I might not move on to the next semester. So then after that we had, that was psychology. So I had to make a special trip into school for that one. But we were allowed to bring some notes to, it's not a super intense course because we're not going into psychology. So we were given a page of notes that we were allowed to reference while we're answering our questions. And yeah, that one, no problem on that one. Our teacher is pretty generous, I think, with the grading. Just because, it's not an essential course that we're taking. It's just one of the requirements we're needed to get our degree. And let's see. So there was psychology. And then on Friday, we had microbiology. And yeah, so microbiology, that one was another course I was worried about. However, we were allowed to bring notes again to that one. And yeah, that one, honestly, I wasn't worried about it. I mean, there's still some things that I have trouble understanding, but I was able to get through the exam, no problem. And then we also had communications, and it's interesting because I feel like anything we've had for this class has been quite easy, so it was a little bit more challenging for the final exam. But it wasn't so much that it was the concepts and everything, but it's okay, question one, define this. Okay, so then you have to write one or two sentences about that. And then, so then we had Saturday and Sunday to worry about our finals for Monday, which would have been our last two finals. So that would have been finals number 5 and 6. So we had our final for anatomy and physiology. And that one, I've noticed, I do well on the exams, but I feel like there's a lot of effort that goes into that to get that kind of grade. So, and in general, I'm very interested in anatomy and physiology. And then we had our intro to dental hygiene. And this is the one class where I feel like I know very well what's going on, and prior knowledge has kind of helped me to get to that point. So that one I didn't worry about as much. I did review a lot of the concepts, but I spent most of my time reviewing anatomy and physiology. And thank goodness I did. So, of course, throughout the week, we're getting emails our final grade is posted, and we find out the grade for our final exams. And I passed all my exams, and I'm very excited about that. Even dental anatomy, I passed that one, and very, very excited about that because I really wasn't sure how I did. Anyway, after class, after we'd done our last final, a group of us went out to a restaurant just to celebrate. Hey, we did it. And yeah, so I just had a nice early dinner, I'd say. Well, early dinner, late lunch, I'm not really sure. It was about 3:30 in the afternoon, so but anyway, now because I'm part of student leadership, there's three of us that went to go talk to the next cohort that's joining our school. And so that was kind of exciting. I didn't really know what I was going to say going into it, but they said, okay, after, like, we kind of coordinated the time so we'd go out to eat lunch or whatever after our exam and then come back to talk to the class for a little bit. And so we talked to them about kind of what to expect for the program. And like, they're just there for the orientation. They haven't even started anything yet. Of course, everyone's all smiles and they're excited. And our director, she says, when you talk to them, I mean, be real with them. And I feel like if I had prepared something, I would have had something better to say. And also because I was sleep deprived from preparing for exams and just having anxiety about having the exam the next day. Yeah, so when I was talking to them, hopefully what I said made sense, but I feel like I also gave them a lot of good advice. I said that it is going to be a lot of work. It is an intense program. You need to be organized. That is one of the most important things. And I also emphasized the importance of sleep, because no matter what you do, if you're sleep deprived, you're not able to learn, you're not able to think as well. I think it's kind of funny that I was telling them, make sure sleep is a very high priority when I myself am sleep deprived. But obviously, when you're sleep deprived, you show the effects of not being able to think properly. And also, my other two classmates that are also in leadership gave some good advice too. I mean, it's an intense program, and I think it's helpful to hear these things because you're gonna. One thing I noticed is that imposter syndrome is extremely common. That, and also just feeling overwhelmed. And I feel like if you are aware that most people are feeling this way when they're in the program, then it's not so unusual. You're not falling behind. It's just one of the emotions that you go through. Anyway, so this past few days I've been at home, and I kind of felt like the day after was like a school hangover, if you will. Just because I felt completely useless. I, even with sleeping in, I still felt like useless and I couldn't think. And so I've been taking it easy the past couple of days, and I feel like it's good to be done and have a break. And it's also a weird transition going from having no free time to having nothing but free time. So I'm sure I'll get over that real fast, though. But I'm trying to catch up on things that I haven't been able to do while I was on, or while I was in school. So, like, watching movies I haven't seen in a while, and watching a new TV show. There's a lot of possibilities, but it's only 2 weeks as well. I do want to do a little bit of preparation for the next semester. So, one thing I found was I could be a bit more organized, and so I created, some people use like a digital or a planner or a digital planner. I'm kind of doing my own thing where I have a list of items. This isn't a program that I'm using where I have the due date, but then I also have a to-do date. So if I have something that's due on, say, Monday, then my to-do date could be Saturday. And so that way I keep track of everything. We do have all our assignments in, for the most part, in one program for school in an app. But I noticed that last semester we were using a different program for some of our assignments. And so, like, you'd get your lab assignments from there. But then I would forget to do the quizzes, and because they weren't in our Blackboard app. So Yeah, it's important to kind of keep your own organization and not depending on what's there because, yes, that's helpful. And like it would send me reminders now and then to say, hey, don't forget that you have this coming up today or tomorrow. But ultimately, it's up to you to stay organized and not miss assignments. I feel like next semester it's even more important that I stay organized and stay on top of things and, just be prepared for whatever is coming. So, I mean, that's my little bit of advice there. Anyway, I'm going to take a 2 week break and I'm just going to relax and recharge and, live my best life while I'm waiting for semester two to start. All right, well, you all take care and I will see you on the other side in semester two. And if you've been listening to this episode and you hear the sounds of meowing and a dog whining, those are two of my three animals that I have at home. So I'm sure they're happy that I'm going to be home more often, at least for the next 2 weeks. But anyway, just wanted to let you know you are not hearing things. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to today's episode. It truly means a lot. I look forward to sharing more experiences with you on the next episode. Until then, I am Dax Scott, and you dental nerds, keep it real.